It's in this situation where inflation induces producers to weigh their financial well-being against their moral integrity, that inflation starts to actually corrode honesty and social moral integrity in the marketplace.
Hey friends, that was author and researcher Robert Breedlove from the What Is Money show. And in this episode of SGT Report, I interview our good friend and expert in gold and silver, Claudio Grass. And let me tell you, the common ground these two men share is the fact that the corruption of money absolutely corrupts society from within on purpose and by design. This is a very important broadcast for you, your family, and the future of your progeny. Please spread it far and wide. And before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. If you're trying to navigate market turbulence, why not set your course to Noble Gold Investments? With global uncertainty looming, your savings and retirement plan is under siege. But there's one asset that has stood the test of time, and that's gold. Unlock peace of mind that comes with owning gold, the ultimate safe haven. And if precious metals are new to you, Noble Gold Investments will hold your hand through the entire process. They have a team of experts who will guide you every step of the way. Thousands of investors have sheltered their retirement savings with Noble Gold Investments. Now, always do your own due diligence, and there's no investment guarantee of any type with any investment. But with gold at an all-time high and looking to climb much further, this may be the perfect time. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA and secure your future with a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Act now before it's too late. Call 877-646-5347 and claim your free silver coin before it's gone. Or just visit noblegoldinvestments.com right now. It's the gold company I trust. The link is below. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in, and Happy New Year. Happy 2024. It's Sean from SGT Report, and I truly do hope it's a happy 2024. There's a lot of things that are beginning to fall our way for those of us who actually care about our republic and the world at large. And for those who care about honest money, truthful money, this will be an important show for you and your family. The truth about how corrupt money corrupts everything. But the good news is the world is waking up, and we're going to break it all down today with my longtime friend, researcher, analyst, and gold guy, Claudio Grass, kicking off 2024. How are you, Claudio?
That's a good question. Basically, I'm doing fine. You know, it's 2024. You know what we have witnessed over the last few years. Sometimes it's a bit too much, but let's say Happy New Year. Only the very best to you, of course, and to all the self-thinking individuals out there.
God bless you, man. All right. So you've got a cigarette. You've got a glass of wine. Yeah, it's absolutely late where you are. It's early where I am. Claudio is in Zurich, Switzerland, friends. So if anybody's close to the heart of darkness, it's Claudio. Because people say the heart of darkness is Switzerland. You got CERN. You got all sorts of weird stuff over there, including what? The WHO headquarters, the World Health Organization, I believe. Probably the World Economic Forum, that evildoer Klaus Schwab. He looks like he's casted out of central casting for a Bond villain in a movie, this guy. You can't make it up. But the world is waking up. And where I want to start today, Claudio, is get your thoughts on this, because gold and silver continue to be kneecapped. And I want to just flush that out a little bit. I know we just hit a new all-time high in USD with gold, but it hasn't competed at all with any of the cryptocurrencies. And so people are still losing purchasing power, even though they had the prescience to get into gold and physical silver. So between all of the gold, silver, and Bitcoin hoarding going on in the world right now, soon the only thing left for the plebs to own will be dirty, hyperinflating paper, if the powers that ought not be allow people to have paper dollars at all. What you're looking at right here is the imports of gold and silver in November. Just look at how many ounces of gold are being brought into China. Look at how many ounces of silver are being brought into China. And keep in mind, this country doesn't export a single ounce of either of those metals. Claudio, I have another chart to show you in just one second, but I think the world's waking up. And if people don't take action soon, they're not going to have a chance to own much other than dirty fiat paper.
I fully agree. No, I mean, you know, it's the gold is moving east. That's for a long time already. And you know, what can I say? I mean, you know, this it's all a Muppet show, what we're witnessing over the last few years. And it's really, you know, the problem is that we are, you know, the debt slaves in the West, which basically go along with the whole agenda because they are indebted. And then, of course, you have, you know, other nations, you know, the East, which is basically buying up all the gold. I don't know if it's a good thing that China is taking over all the gold, because you are saying, you know, the ones with the gold will make the rules. And I'm not a very big fan of the CCP and, you know, the Xi Jinping and all these guys. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what's coming out of it. But, you know, just for your introduction, that Switzerland is the belly of the beast. Yeah, of course, you know, because we really always had a very special position within the global framework, because Switzerland used to be the only neutral nation in the past. You know, we were neutral, armed neutrality for the last 100 years. We basically have a history of, you know, the Swiss were, we were fighting, you know, between 1200 and 1400. We basically were, you know, fighting against, you know, the monarchs. You know, the cow Swiss, so-called. The cow was a symbol of, which basically led to the fact that all the monarchs in Europe were really afraid, because, you know, these Swiss farmers coming from the mountains, you know, butchering everyone who wanted to take away their freedom. Basically, that's the historical path of Switzerland, you know, for 200 years. And because we the farmers, were fighting the knights, and we won all the battles back then. I mean, the majority of the battles, I think 95%. So the monarchs were really scared when it comes to Switzerland. And so because we were the best butchers, the best barbarians fighting for, because we understood, you know, that we are born free. And if someone wanted to take away our freedom, we basically just decided, okay, let's kill them all. You know, we kill the masters, but also the servants. And so that's a bit, you know, historical grounding of Switzerland. That's how we became independent. And because we have been the best mercenaries, we also became then the best paid. Because we have been the free individuals butchering everyone and fighting all the knights and, you know, resisting the Habsburgian and the Bourbonians and, you know, the Spanish, whatever, whoever was it was we were surrounded with. We basically afterwards we became, you know, the best paid mercenaries. But just to say, you know, I mean, so Switzerland, the history of Switzerland is that we are the freest country on this planet, or let's say the freest cultural region on this planet. And then, of course, you know, 18th century, 19th century, we basically understood that we are neutral, that we should not participate in the Muppet Show on a global scale. And Switzerland, therefore, you know, we had the Cold War at the end of the day. And so there was the only nation which was really free, impartial, neutral, armed, was Switzerland. And, you know, if you would have told the guys back in the 30s, you know, that the Bank of International Settlement or the WHO or the United Nations or, you know, all these shitty organizations are evil organizations, nobody would have believed you anyway. And because we had such a weak government, you know, we have seven presidents. We don't only have one president, you know, so we always had this division of power. And everything in Switzerland was from the bottom up. The municipality was the most important and the most, you know, so they had all the powers. And then basically on the next level, you had the state, but we never had a centralized government. So during this, over the last 100 years, basically, you know, you always, all these idiots surrounding us, you know, all these great powers, they needed to have a place where they can conspire against humanity. And that basically became Switzerland. But that's just a historical fact. It's not that we basically attracted, you know, all these international institutions come over. It was just, you know, it was just because we were free, independent, neutral, and really the only one in the heart of Europe. You know? So if you're saying that today we are the belly of the beast, I think, yeah, we have seen that this kind of narrative has been propagated, especially since the end of the 90s, mm-hmm. when we had the whole, you know, the Jewish gold, you know, the motto and all these crooks who basically were saying, you know, that we have, I mean, all the gold, you know, no one was, you know, the banking secrecy and so on. you know, because the Swiss understood, okay, we should not have a government that can basically look at everything. So we always had these individual rights in Switzerland 100 years ago already.
Well, let me ask you this, because, you know, so do we, right? And we took on King George, and we have a history similar to yours in that we weren't going to stand for that kind of tyranny. And in fact, I think the Revolutionary War, the Boston Tea Party, you know, was launched over like a 1% tea tax. And now we are so onerously taxed that they've turned us into serfs, but we still have a constitution and a Bill of Rights if we can keep it. So do you think that the DNA that you just described in the Swiss people still exists? Because I think there's evidence to suggest it definitely still exists among a lot of Americans, maybe the mega patriots, certainly not the demon rats and those that, you know, absolutely despise the Constitution and want open borders. So the DNA, I think, does exist still in Americans to some degree, so we stand a chance. Tell me about the Swiss. Do you think the DNA is still there? Do they understand their power to throw off monarchs?
I mean, today, you know, we are now, what, close to 9 million people. I think 50% are foreigners. So, you know, we have this, we had this political agenda of mass migration. Because, you know, you need this, this is this cultural Marxism, you know, you have to, because when the guys, you know, in this Frankfurt School and all these old Marxists, when they basically realized in the First World War that, you know, that you have to change the culture because the proletarians are not going against the bourgeoisie, they really came up with the idea, okay, we have to destroy the culture, you know, we have to take away the origin, the roots, of, we have to destroy the roots of the people. And that's why they basically started to push the whole mass migration. I mean, not 100 years ago, but you know, it's a long-term agenda which is going on for several decades already.
And ramping up. They're doing the same thing here. We're being flooded. We're being literally invaded by military-aged young men. Most of these young men coming across the border, they're not bringing families. They're not bringing wives. They're not bringing children. And the children that are coming across the border are being trafficked. 85,000 immigrant children have been trafficked with the cooperation of the U.S. government and Health and Human Services. These children have vanished into, I think, the sex slave trade. They're just gone, Claudio. And it's Biden and his puppet administration and the World Economic Forum and the United Nations. They're all in on it together to destroy your nation state and ours.
Absolutely. No, I mean, that's an agenda for a very long time. And we have seen it, you know, more over here in Europe, especially into Germany. But also, you know, when you look into France, when you look into UK, when you look into Ireland, I mean, it just has been pushed heavily. And at the same time, of course, you know, I mean, I lived 2 years in the Middle East, you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, I still like, you know, I had a very good time in the Middle East. I still have friends from the Middle East. And when you think about, you know, Iran or, you know, Egypt or, you know, all Turkey and, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago, I mean, girls were running around without having, you know, this the scarf and all the shit. It was also well civilized, but I mean, you know, the U.S. foreign policy, of course, has destroyed. You know, I mean, when they started, you know, with Operation Ajax, you know, back in the 50s, when they basically took out, you know, or implemented the Shah, and since then we basically have been bombing, you know, the Middle East back to the Stone Ages, the Western world under the leadership of the United Nations, under the leadership of the Americans and NATO, and so all these guys now, of course, you know, they are had to flee, no food, you know, no future. So whenever they had a chance, you know, they basically went westwards, but they also had, you know, they basically were looking for a better life. But and you know, and now we have all those structures. You know, we have this mass migration. We have the cultures, which are basically every culture is being destroyed. Not only, you know, the European ones, or the one in Germany, or the one in Switzerland. It's also the culture in the United States. But this is really a political agenda, because they always were looking, you know, for people which are depending on a social security government or whatever, and you know, so that they can also vote politically and so on. And this has happened all over the world, all over the Western world, basically over the last 20, 30, 40 years.
Yeah. Well, look at Iran in 1950 under Mossadegh. Completely. Absolutely. Most Americans have no idea what's been done to Iran. When they toppled Iran, it's a little bit like what they did to Libya. When they went in, we came, we saw, he died, and they murdered the man. Hillary cackled about it, And guess where the world's largest human slave trade is now?
Yeah, but I mean, Gaddafi always said, you know, I keep Africa, you know, I keep the borders, I close down the borders, so I keep Africa migration away from you. Mm-hmm. And Clinton and all these idiots, they basically knew that, and that's why they also took out Gaddafi, besides most likely also the gold dinar that he wanted to establish. And Libya still, I mean, you know, okay, it was a dictatorship. I mean, I lived in Syria, it was a dictatorship as well. Different regions, different cultures, you know, different countries. You have different systems. And now Libya, I mean, Libya was one of the most, the people, I think, the highest quality of living.
Yep, standard of living was high.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They would give you money. The government would give you money if you got married, give you money if you had a baby.
If you want to open up a business, you got 250,000. You know,
he greened the nation. The waterworks were incredible. And see, this is the point of the conversation. How the corruption of money corrupts everything, and the world is waking up, because only the corruption of money would allow one nation or NATO to go into a place like Libya, absolutely level the place, murder the leader of the country, and then say, we came, we saw, we freed the people. But now the sex trade, the human slave trade is off the charts and the place is absolutely destroyed. It's kind of what they're doing to our own nation. Oh, and by the way, I think NATO stole all the gold too. I think they took all of Libya's gold, which brings us back to our topic at hand, which is how the corruption of money corrupts absolutely everything. But the system is breaking. So here's another tweet I wanted to share with you. The other day on the Shanghai Gold Index, gold was priced at $2,118 USD. But at the very same moment on the COMEX, it was trading at $2,076. The COMEX is a joke, okay? The world's waking up, and I wonder at what point the COMEX will indicate an $1,800 gold price, while Shanghai indicates a $2,500 gold price. We can kind of see where this is going, can't we?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I just had to give a speech in Munich a few weeks ago. And so basically it was about, you know, are we on the final path to serfdom? And then basically I started with, you know, of course we are living in serfdom for decades already, because, you know, gold is the money of the kings. Silver is the money of the bourgeoisie. Barter is the money of the farmers. And debt or paper is the money of the servants. Mm-hmm. And so that's exactly the point. You know, servants don't buy gold. And when we look at the whole gold industry, I mean, today, what are we? 0.1% of the total financial Muppet Show is basically physical gold, gold mining industry, and so on. So it's very small. It's very narrow. And COMEX has been an instrument, you know, to keep the prices down, you know, to manipulate the markets. I mean, they're trading, you know, on a daily basis. They're trading, you know, more than we ever digged out of the ground when it comes to gold. So it's a big game, you know. It's just a financial game, and whatever you see, I mean, when you read the newspaper, when you see the financial data, when you hear, you know, the central banks and so on, I mean, it's a Muppet Show. It's complete. I mean, it's so insane. I cannot believe it any longer, you know, because it's all full of shit. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's really, you know, I always say, I mean, the only guys who are still waking up are the guys who are capable of thinking independently, you know, who are not afraid to speak up, who are not afraid to use their own mind to formulate an opinion, but who also are willing, you know, to dig a bit for the truth, that they can formulate their own opinion, and then basically also exchange, you know, what they think. That's the only way how you can enlighten society, you know, that they can freely debate with everyone without being, you know, without being afraid that they will be locked away because they have a wrong opinion. But it's hard to find those kind of people in the West. I think, as you said, you know, money corrupts. So we have a completely corrupted society. We have been brainwashed at the school level, you know, since childhood, you know, in all these government-sponsored education, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's nonsense. It's bullshit. You know, it's complete confusion. And the outcome is that what we can see now, you know.
Hey, friends. Apologies for the quick break and a word from our sponsor. Have you ever known a time when everything has been in this much chaos? The markets are all over the place and nobody's quite sure what to do. What are you doing to make sure your money is safe? precious metals, gold and silver, have seen us through wars, depressions, and natural disasters for thousands of years. Now, always do your own diligence, as there is no guarantee in any investment of any kind, but gold and silver might just be the answer right now. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today and claim your free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Yes, free. Call 877-646-5347 right now and safeguard your financial future against market volatility. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. The link is below.
And the outcome is that what we can see now, you know?
No, 100%. But here's the good news. And I've really come to conclude this just over recent months, right? Because the Great Awakening, I definitely think is real. And what's aiding in helping people return to their senses, right? Men lose their minds collectively, but only come back to their senses one by one. But
absolutely.
I think it's starting to increase. It's being more rapid now because not so much, and in part it's due to, you know, the alternative news media, you know, Alex Jones, InfoWars, you know, pick your poison. But in part it's that. In, you know, educating about the Federal Reserve being private and the issuance of money, and then every issuance of money, it's an instrument of debt. So, you know, people, that helps wake people up. But I think what's helping even more is hypocrisy. The hypocrisy of those in control is serving to wake people up. And then those people are doing their own research. I'll give you an example. Mayorkas is on record saying the border is not open. That's the Biden administration's official position, that Biden's done everything he can to secure the border. Meanwhile, it's literally wide open and we're being invaded.
I would, in fact, make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are.
Here's another example. That witch Elizabeth Warren, bringing Jamie Dimon on, having given him the questions in advance, and they're grilling each other over the insidious nature, the nefarious nature, the criminal nature of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Bitcoin, they say, can be used to launder money for terrorists, etc. So then Elizabeth Warren says, so the real solution is a central bank digital currency. More of the same, right? More of the same evil, this time issued in digital form by the same evil doers, the central bank, a CBDC. All right. So with that all said, the hypocrisy is waking people up. And what people are coming to understand is that when you have corrupt money, it corrupts everything. Your entire society falls because of corrupt money. This is Robert Breedlove. He's the author of Thank God for Bitcoin, The Creation, Corruption, and Redemption of Money. Listen to this.
And this is where Bitcoin shines, right? It's like by giving people a way to move their wealth into a medium that cannot be inflated, you are taking away the money printer as a revenue option for the state. This lowers central state revenues and therefore shrinks the capacity of centralized states to grow. You also have people that store their wealth in Bitcoin are in a hyper-portable medium. So now they're more able to vote with their feet or vote with their wallet and go into the jurisdiction that treats them best. This incentivizes states to be more accountable to the preferences of citizens over time. So that the Nancy Pelosi's of the world that are really exploiting these games, and now look, obviously looking over the long run here, I don't expect people to do this today, but in the long run, people will wise up to that and say, you know what? This is a fucking rigged game. I'm going to leave and go to a different jurisdiction where they don't do this. Maybe Javier down in Argentina is not letting his people play these games.
I'll pause it there. I'll also add to that, that Bukele in El Salvador is not playing these games. And he's calling out the West and people like Biden specifically for the tyrants they are. And Bukele, by the way, has said that what he's seeing happen in the West, especially to the United States, is obviously by design. It's being destroyed from within on purpose. And anybody who can think can see that. But anyway, Bukele has made Bitcoin legal tender. So I think the important part about this clip from Robert Breedlove is the fact that competition in money is what can save we the people. And people are starting to wake up that we've been living in a rigged game with the Federal Reserve. And if you think life will get better with a central bank digital currency, well, kiss everything you have goodbye, because it'll only get worse.
No, I mean, you know, central bank and digital coin is just, you know, money for the servant. It's total control. You know, they can implement negative interest rates. They can block you. You know, we can see what's going on in China. You know, with the facial recognition, you know, with the social credit scoring and so on. And that's basically one of the tools, central bank and digital coins. So that's not an option for me anyway. You know, I think, and it will never work. I mean, the good stuff about whatever we are, because what we are witnessing right now, I mean, it's nothing else than, you know, Marxism. 2.0, whatever you want to call it. It's in different colors, but it's the same concept, the same people, the same ideology, you know, it's the same ideas behind it. But we also know, I mean, yeah, we can see that, you know, that the politicians are taking over the government, the economy. They are trying to plan everything. And because, you know, so in centralized planned economies, I mean, it never worked and it will also not work in the future. So that's why even the central bank digital coins, I mean, it's always about the scarcity of goods and services. It's not about the scarcity of money, because we only need money to buy goods and services. And when we look at, you know, what's going on out there, I mean, everything is going into the financial theater, you know, I mean, we see the real economy is going down. We have been extremely unproductive over the last 3 years. That's why we can also see inflation on Main Street, you know, when it comes to daily goods and everything. That's the main issue. But, you know, and this is basically, the trend is clear, you know, the trend is going downwards and it's going to be much stronger also in the future. You know, people are just going to be impoverished because, you know, we have less goods and services, we have more money chasing less goods and services. So that's why we can see that prices are rising. And we already, I mean, what I'm witnessing right now, I mean, is Germany, for example, you know, the middle class in Germany, it's gone, it's over. Not existing anymore. You know, I said 3 years ago, I said maybe we're going to lose 30% of the purchasing power, you know, over the next 2-3 years. And I think that's what we're witnessing. And now, yeah, it's, you know, time is up. I mean, it's really, we're really going into, we're going towards that great reset. And at the same time, you have the Muppet Show who is propagating certain agendas, you know, central bank digital coin and, you know, all this universal basic income and all that crap.
Yeah,
but it's not going to work. You know, it's not going to work. So that's why I think it's all distraction, because what we're going to have, I think, even for 2024. I mean, if let's assume if this WHO contract is going through in March or May, whenever it's, I think it's March when they basically want to sign the deal. I think that's the establishment of a new world order, because then you have a private entity or an NGO basically responsible for the global world. They can decide if we have to go into lockdowns or whatever. But it's a new world order, you know, like the Bolshevik Revolution back then, 100 years ago in 1917. You know, it took them what, 6 months to take over Russia. Yeah. And so I compare it a bit with this. You know, we cannot. I think the trend is clear. I don't believe that we can stop it. I think we are in World War III. It looks a bit, for a long time already, we had the currency war and all that stuff. And this is just going further. And, you know, now the whole system is centralizing, you know, because we are in a centralized system, so it's centralizing further. With Corona, we basically destroyed, you know, the small and mid-sized companies. Now with higher interest rates, you know, less credit when it comes to the normal people. I mean, it's going the same direction. It's just, you know, the last kiss, you know, to say goodbye to the middle class, and that's it. So we cannot stop it. Then we have the mass migration, and when people have no food, you know, or when prices are rising and they have foreigners coming in. And they also know that they have to pay for it, you know, then you always, I mean, that's what the government wants. They want that we're going to start fighting each other.
Yeah, and they want total control. Total 100% tyrannical, all-reaching, total control. That's what the government wants. And you mentioned UBI. I have another clip to play. I don't know if you've seen this or heard this. I have heard that central bank digital currency and digital ID is now rolling out in the EU. So I don't know that it can be stopped there, but it can definitely be stopped in the United States for a variety of reasons. But at the very top is, if we the people don't comply, it won't work. Now, evidently, Canada is implementing UBI at a rate of $2,000 per month. So evidently this is coming. Listen to this clip.
Every Canadian could receive $2,000 monthly, and this is a proposal that is currently in the Senate, and it could reach the House of Commons as early as next year. This is to fight poverty. Apparently every single Canadian will get this credit regardless of your income if you are 17 years or older.
If you're 17 years or older, you're going to get $2,000 Canadian a month. And this guy, BitWarrior, says, I will smash buy Bitcoin with every UBI check. And I think that's funny and probably spot on. But they're not going to stop, are they? They're just going to continue to roll out this New World Order agenda. Get you on a UBI, get you on digital currency, get you on a digital ID. If they don't like your politics, if they don't like your thought patterns, if they don't like your friends, if they don't like anything about you, because you will be tracked and traced, slave. Yeah. They'll just turn it all off. That, I mean, that's their goal. I don't think they're going to get away with it, man.
No, I don't. I mean, it's just, you know, it's they're propagating certain ideas, but they're not going to work. They never worked in the past because it's central planning. You know, it's total control. And they tried it in the past. They tried it in the Soviet Union. You know, it's the same ideas. And therefore, as I said, you know, it's not the scarcity of money, especially not in a credit-based system where you can print money out of nowhere. It's really about, you know, you need free markets, you know, because without the free market, it will always lead to a misallocation of goods and services because we don't have prices. And if a centrally, you know, Politburo has to organize and do the allocations and everything, it just goes in the complete wrong direction. So to me, it's all distraction. You know, it's really, yeah. Tell the people what they want to hear, you know, because a lot of people still believe, you know, there will be Messiah or there will be a Trump or there will be, you know, whatever, you know, is going to solve them or it's going to save them. And I think that's not the case because I already said 3 years ago, I said, this is, you know, Corona is the official invitation to leave the system because they will lock you out anyway. You know, and I think that's still the case. And we have seen now the last 3 years that it's going that direction. But, you know, I still believe in humanity. I also believe that man is gifted with reason. So, you know, I just try to find, you know, reasonable human beings who can think for themselves, who believe in their own skills, who believe in self-responsibility, who understand the basis of an enlightened society. They understand, you know, I mean, you own nothing and you will be happy and so on. I mean, if we are not allowed to own our own body and mind, I mean, then there is no private property. That's the key point, you know. And what we have witnessed over the last 3 years, you know, I mean, they really took away that freedom and that liberty which has given to us. You know, not even the government can take it away from us. And of course, we need free debates, you know, to enlighten ourselves, you know, to enlighten a society. You have to be free to talk whatever you believe, you know, whatever you think. This is extremely important. This used to be one of the key pillars of Western civilization. I mean, this is really that we always have a choice. You know, we always have a choice. I mean, it's not that we have to go that path. Yeah. We can always decide for ourselves.
Yeah.
And this is so. What we are witnessing is really, I mean, it's a war against Western civilization. It's a war against, you know, the achievements of enlightenment. It's a war, you know, That's it. I mean, it's really, we are going back to barbarism.
Claudio, it's a literal war against humanity. Because again, imagine a people so brainwashed globally that you think government's job is to redistribute wealth so we can all have wealth. No, obviously the opposite of that is going to happen. We'll all end up like serfs. And the only reason we resort to government at all, Thomas Jefferson said time and time again, is to protect our liberties. So what do we care about in the West? What are we supposed to care about? Life, liberty, and property. That's it. Governments are there to secure our life, liberty, and property. But what do we see? We see governments introducing bioweapons masquerading as vaccines. We see governments opening borders, right? Flooding their own nations, destroying from within, and redistributing property from those who produce to those who don't, which is communism. So no. It is literally a war against humanity, and I've had enough of it. And most people are waking up because they've had enough of it. The only people that haven't had enough of it are those who are totally brain dead and look forward to UBI payments so they can sit home on their butts all day.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, woke critical race theory. Basically, I mean, you know, it's like religion. Like Marx always said, you know, religion is the opium for the people. And when you look at woke and you look at critical race theory, I mean, if you are born white, heterosexual, Christian, I mean, then you are the enemy. So, and when you look at Corona and, you know, how it has been done, I think now we are in the focus. You know? I mean, it's really the white man who is the enemy. And I think it's everything is going against us.
Yeah.
And but as I said, you know, we can always, I mean, yeah, I also, I mean, I have my little village. I mean, 3 years ago when I said, I have this village, you know, if the shit hits the van down here, you know, if the grocery stores are empty, it takes, what, 9 meals between order and chaos. And when I said that we have to use the time now to meet with like-minded individuals, going a bit off-grid, leaving the densely populated areas, leaving the big cities, you know, I mean, going into the green and you know, basically go back, you know, to a level of municipality where you have like-minded individuals with which you can prepare, you know, for what is coming. I think it's, you know, First World War, Second World War, I mean, we are, that's the next one.
100%.
And if we remain in the game, I mean, then we are part of the game, and I just want, I mean, I know some guys are saying we want to fight for it. I mean, I also, of course, I have weapons, you know, if they threaten my family and so on, of course, but I don't want to participate in the Muppet Show crash. You know, I don't want to shoot people. I don't want to go, you know, kill people. I just want to be, you know, I hate politics, but I'm basically a member of this political party, which is called, you know, Leave Me the Fuck Alone. So I have to take that stuff into my own mind, into my own hands, and I just have to, to go for my, go exit the system. I mean, we can freely leave the system, but it takes a lot. You need to be a brave man to do that. Yeah. Or you need to be a brave man to think about how you can do it, because everyone has his own reason. You know, but I think now for the guys who are awake, who understand what's going on, who can think for themselves, and they understand that this is just, you cannot stop it. You know, we cannot change the world. We are not politicians. You know, they are these politics. It's a competition of crooks, you know, and whatever system you're taking where you have, you know, basically masters and servants, I don't like it. I'm a Swiss, you know, right. I'm not a servant. I master myself. And so hopefully this will be the Renaissance, you know, hopefully this will be, and that's what I'm focusing on.
Well, I agree with you, man. And I'm fed up too. Everybody's fed up. And what I don't want to see happen and what we can't allow to happen is the same power brokers that introduced the Bolshevik Revolution, turning us all into, you know, essentially hordes, right? Barbaric hordes running around looting and stealing from each other in a total meltdown situation, because I can guarantee you the puppet masters will control most of those hordes, and they will be the ones profiting from all the theft, as they've done with their fiat printing presses for more than 100 years in our nation and around the world. I'm going to show your website as we part ways. Guys, if you want to learn more from Claudio Grass, you can contact him in the contact tab right there, or give him a call. Sound money, sound society. See? It all ties together. You think just like Robert Breedlove, because the corruption of money corrupts everything. Claudio, thank you so very much.
Totally agree.
We appreciate you today, brother.
John, thank you so much. Good talking to you. Let's have another conversation in the next few weeks or so.
Okay. All right. 2024. Lots to talk about this year. Claudio, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate you.
Thank you as well. Take care.
God bless. We'll talk to you
Stay
again.
Free. Stay
all right.
Free.
Happy 2024 to you and all brave Swiss. I hope it ends up like Ceausescu in Romania. You look that up.
There will be some Ceausescus in the future. That's for sure.
There needs to be. All right. God bless you, sir. All right, friends, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you very much, and I'll remind you every single day for free. Check us out for free at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
They said that they know that the federal government does not have authority. They're going to have to ask the states very nicely to accommodate them. And so what we're dealing with is, in each nation's governmental structure, the people and their representatives have been kicked to the curb. And what has been set up is a global health dictatorship, where each head of state sends a delegate to the WHO or the World Health Assembly, and we the people have nothing to say about it.